What I want to start with is a little story of where I was when I was a sinner, when I was younger. And I just turned a year older, but that's nothing new. It happens every year of our lives. And I was stuck in sin. I was stuck on pornography, and I was addicted to it. And I was bullied for it in school. And when I was 16, I was starting to realize just how miserable I was being. Like I was, and then after learning the story about Jesus Christ and the crucifixion and He died for our sins, and this inspired me to try listening to God for help, like be free from this terrible thing. And then one service during camp meeting, I felt emotional. I went to the altar for help, and I felt everyone around me. I felt friends around me, loved ones, and I remember handshakes and hugs, and I didn't realize what was going on until I found out on the Sunday, my old church in Positive Church of God, that I was told I was saved by Jesus, and I had the biggest sigh in my life, like that I was heard, that God actually hears, but after that, I was still having problems and struggles with other things and temptation, and I've had many failures, but I've always managed to get back up and pray and ask for forgiveness and move on from them, and I've gotten better with my life, and I think it's because I'm still in the Lord's will. And started reading this King James version of the Holy Bible, and it's a good version. I never read the Amplified version, but it's different. And I want to share. If you want, guys, to turn to James. Of chapter 4. Verses 7 through 11. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn, and weep, and let your laughter be turned to mourning. Let your joy to heaviness, and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Speak not evil of one another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother, and judgeth his brother, speaketh evil of the law, and judgeth the law. But if thou judge the law, you art not a doer of the law, but a judge. So, when I got saved, I started to feel a difference in my life. I stopped cussing all the time, and I was being more respectful towards others and disrespecting who they are. And I never wanted to leave church. I never had a reason to, because I don't feel like I don't know why would I leave the Word of God. And you see, this Bible's worn out. I've had it for about 12 years from Christmas, and it's been the only Bible I've been using. And I'm glad it's still with me, and I'm glad it's still functional. I don't know how to say it. It's still standing. Right. I worked at Steak and Shake for 3 years, and I was struggling with my faith because I wasn't allowed to have Sundays off, and it kept me from reading my Bible and from taking Sunday off. And like, we all got to relax from time to time, and I think Sunday's a good day to relax on, but Sunday's also an important day for something that's bigger than all of us, and that's in, they call it in God's day. I'm feeling pretty hot because I'm nervous. And I thank those who I invited to come. Thank you for coming. I'm glad my mom's here, and I'm very glad that people invited her here. And because I like a bigger audience, it helps me feel more confident in myself. I'm sure you guys like Tony Audison's, but I don't. a tiny audience to me doesn't feel like much support, but people are here, and that's what matters. And I learned as I grew, I learned that God wants us all in heaven, wants us all there. And I've learned that He lets the devil tempt us for like a test of faith and trust in the Lord. And as long as we have the Lord, we can do anything. You saw me through heart palpitation, which was kind of a serious. I was having a panic attack, and I moved, and in 2020, I found a job at Chick-fil-A in Socorro, Alabama. I moved in with Stephen Cranston before he got married. And it was a chance to show me what it's like to live without my parents, and it was good. It was good. By the time Steve was getting married, I decided to come back to Ohio, and I think that was God telling me that. He told me to come back to Ohio, and ever since I've been coming right here, God's Acres. I know it's not the only church I can go to, but it's the kind of church I feel called to. I feel like my heart is being pulled towards it. And I really appreciate this congregation and the support and love I get from this church family, and I appreciate Brother James Press over there, who's been like a best friend to me. Really is, and he's a good guy. And I appreciate Brother Steve Sherry and their encouragement, and I'm just so thankful to be here, and I'll be moving here pretty soon, and I'm so glad that I left Steak and Shake. It wasn't very encouraging to me. The job was getting more stressful, and ever since I found Chick-fil-A, I fell in love with it. Because a job's for everybody, but God knows what's the right job for us that suits our schedule and the payment and how employees are treated and respected. And because Chick-fil-A has that. Chick-fil-A is not like other companies. It's rather called a people's company than a fast food company. I like it that way because it's also a company of relationships. And I have a job interview Wednesday, and I can't wait for that. I can't wait to move in to the house that God helped us get. And it's a really cute house. If you guys haven't seen it yet, please let me know. Because you think I'm kidding? I'm being serious. And I would love to have people over. I'm going to be on my own, but that's okay, because most people move out on their own when they're 18, but I'm 24 now, and this will be the first time I'll be on my own. And I'm already growing white hair. If you can't see it, you'll see it, but like, it's either genetic or it's stress. I say it's both. At Chick-fil-A we say it's my pleasure to serve a customer, and say my pleasure, but I say it's my greatest pleasure to serve the Lord.
Right, amen.
Because what better pleasure would that be if there wasn't a God like Him?
Right.
The many things that I am grateful for is that God helped me out of this girl had a crush on me I used to work with, but I believe God told me to not be with her because of her situation, how kind of person she was. And I had the biggest smile on my face, but I felt that I had to do what's right, because when you have to do something that's right, that comes at a price. Even it involves breaking people's hearts. But if it's for the good of God, then it has to be. And it's, I'm sorry, I usually don't. This is my first time telling this kind of stuff to the youth. I just want to open up, and so you guys get to know me better. And I've known you guys for a while, and part of the reason why I wanted to come to God's Acres is because I know the people here. I know Brother Steve Strasseri, I know Brother Mike, I know Alex, I know Ashton, I mean, I know pretty much everybody here, almost everybody. And I'm just just so thankful I'm here. Because he's also helping, God is helping me with my anxiety. And I remember going to it was a camp meeting service, it was a morning service, and everyone went to the altar for a touch of need. And he helped me with my anxiety. I used to have really bad anxiety, and he helped it calm down a lot. And lately, I've been having excitement and stress and, you know, pressure because of the house, and I can feel it in my left arm. And every time it happened, I pray to God, and I go to the altar for help, because physical needs can also be helped at the altar, not just spiritual needs.
Right.
And before I finish, I was, like I said, grateful that I have friends here. I have lost contact with my high school friends, but that's okay, because they probably forgot about me, and I remember them, but I probably won't see them again, but that's okay with me. I'm not worried about it. I mean, I'm pretty sure you guys still in high school, but when you guys graduate, you might have the same thing, but that's okay, right? Because, and I think my life has been wonderful because of the influence of God and the spirit of and the spirit of Jesus Christ, I think without God, I think I would have been lost for good if I never went to the altar in the first place when I was 16. And you know, we all have struggles and problems and temptations and trials from time to time, and if they go right, then that means God helps us. If we pray, we can't resist the devil on our own. We can't, no, because if we pray, we have God on our side. But He's always He still loves us, no matter what the outcome is out of temptation. He loves us all, and He wants us all there in heaven. And I can't wait. And I'm praying that I'll be there in heaven with everybody one day. And I have a desire to be married someday. I talked about my dad a few times. And, you know, praying for the right companion. There's no better source than the Lord for a companion. Like, search for the right girl. I'm not doing it online like other people do, because that's not safe. It's not safe. It costs money, and this is... I think it does, right? I don't know. And I'm good at making people laugh without even trying. Also, I want to share this joke with you guys that Brother Mike didn't pick up this morning, because he was still sitting on the organ. It says, I turned 24 yesterday. No, I don't own 24 John Deere tractors. If you need one, ask Brian Bush or Damon Hupp. I'm sure they got loads of tractors at their house. Anyway, I appreciate y'all, and thank you for listening.
Brother Jacob, let me see that Bible for a second. I didn't bring my Bible up front. It's still back there at my chair.
You can keep it.
No, you'll need it. But, you know, as Brother Jacob was talking, you know, I am thankful this room right here is full of changed lives. And what changes a life? This right here, the Word of God. And I, you know, I remember a conversation. It was actually a text conversation with somebody. And they were wanting to debate, you know, the good things about the Quran. They wanted to debate about the good things about, you know, or what would be in, you know, the Mormon religion and so on and so forth, and how it might go along with Christianity, or how it contrasts with Christianity. And I finally got to the point in the conversation, young people, that I had to say, I don't know much about the Quran. I don't know much about the Book of Mormon. I don't know much about all these other religions, but I do know one thing, that if you do what this tells you, you read it and get into it, it will change your life. And young people, that is why that the enemy fights us so hard when it comes to reading the Word of God, to praying, to doing those things that are needful in our lives is because it will do us good. It's good for the spiritual man. And just like Brother Jacob said, you know, we have our troubles. We have our problems. We have our temptations. We have those things. That's just the lot of men and women. Because we're going to have those troubles. But I am so thankful tonight that we've got one that we can turn to. When we're going through those things, we can look and say, God, I need help. I need help. And I'm so thankful that we have one there to help us in those times of need, in the times of trouble. And the Bible tells us that. The Bible tells us that. But again, young people, you know, I'm thankful for Brother Jacob. You know, I appreciate him. Appreciate each and every one of you. We always tell you that. We appreciate each and every one of you. But we also appreciate how, you know, all the young people here have reached out to Brother Jacob as well. You know, I want you to know that you do a very good job in doing that. You do a very good job. Can we do better? Absolutely. By God's help, we can do better. But I want you to know that you are a wonderful group of young people, right. And you reach out and you take ones under your wing.
Right.
And I want you to know that. We're thankful. Thankful. You know, that's part of our mission, is we were talking in our Sunday school classes this morning. It, you know, and the Great Commission, what is the Great Commission? Go into all the world, right? Preach the gospel. Well, that doesn't mean that we might necessarily be going to a foreign land, even to another state. Going into the world, and all the world is where we work every single day. Where we work every single day, and the people that we have influence over, and what are we doing? We're preaching the gospel with a godly life. That's what God wants us to do, is preach the gospel with a godly life. Well, how do we become more godly? All goes back to this right here, right? All goes back to this right here, making sure that we're doing what God wants us to do. And it's all found right in here. I believe that somebody mentioned it this morning. This right here is our blueprint. This is our roadmap. And if we follow it, then we're going to win. We're going to win hearts. We're going to win souls for Christ.